Welcome to the Librarian's Guide to Teaching podcast. In today's mini episode, we take a look back at episode 20, where we discussed faculty collaboration. In episode 20, we discussed our experiences with collaborating with faculty. We discussed our challenges, and we also talked about creating, the culture of what a typical collaboration looks like, what faculty's perceptions of librarians are. And we also talked about the service model, how, you know, a lot of trends in higher education and in librarianship have been trying to shift that narrative that librarians are only in that service model and not really seen as equals. So today we are following up on this episode with two resources. One is an article that was recently published called Faculty Perceptions of Librarians and Library Services, Exploring the Impact of Librarian Faculty Status and Beyond. And then also a blog post by Mr. Library Dude. It's a WordPress blog post where it's basically a nice quick list of things that he wishes faculty would do to work with your librarian for students' success. So let's start with the article. What were your main takeaways, Jessica?
Well, I liked the question that they asked, it was about faculty perception around library faculty status. So it was an interesting question to ask. I also found it interesting, but not surprising, that the smaller institutions had a higher level of faculty and librarian engagement and relationships. And that in general, engaging with faculty more through being a part of like college governance and meetings increases the quality of the relationships. Both of these are definitely my experience. When we worked together at Berkeley, which is a smaller college, we had faculty status and it was a much more close-knit faculty due to the small staff size. So I really felt like I built friendships and strong relationships with faculty because we attended the same meetings and I was aware of the faculty issues on campus and we saw each other way more often. And now at the university that I'm at and I don't have faculty status, I don't see faculty very often and I don't participate in faculty meetings. So I'm out of the loop on a lot of things. And it's only been a year. And granted, a very strange year. but so far I have felt those differences in collaboration opportunities and relationship building between both having faculty status versus not, and also the size of the institution impacting faculty collaboration with the library, at least in my case with instruction librarians. I feel like it has made a difference. And so it does go along with what they found, because in general, they didn't find a large correlation between perception, but they did find a correlation between engagement between faculty and librarians. So I think my experience definitely aligns with what they found. What about you?
Yeah, I definitely agree. I mean, I've been at Berkeley for all of my academic career and I've always had faculty status. And then once I became the director, I had this quasi status where I kept my faculty status in order to be still a part of the faculty, the faculty governance, but I realistically was more seen as an administrator. I did it because this is where conversations were happening. That faculty status gave us that foot in the door to be at these meetings and, get that seat at the table most of the times and learn what was going on. Even if we weren't always super involved in the faculty senate, and even if there were faculty who were like, why are the librarians here? Or in one case, not know that we were there at all and say awful things about us. it allowed us to learn a lot and look for opportunities for future collaborations. And we have done that. We've definitely gone back from these meetings and said, hey, how can we support these new initiatives? And we have. So in that sense, I think faculty status has given us a lot of opportunities. It doesn't always mean that we're seen as equals to our faculty. So that's still a struggle, but I really liked, I was really interested in this article because, we always talk about faculty status, you know, some of my librarians are like, well, it's not real. We're not real faculty. We're this weird librarian faculty status. And maybe we should just become associates. And I always say, you know, hold on, let's think about what happens if we do that, which means we would not be a part of all of these opportunities for committee work and meetings and this and that. So, you know, that's definitely interesting to me, you know, and I don't know if that will change over time. You know, I don't know how to change that culture. I mean, I've been at Berkeley for 11 years and it's still a culture issue, but clearly it's a culture issue, not just for, you know, a Berkeley issue. It's just, you know, across the board.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So let's switch gears. The other blog post that I mentioned earlier, he lists you know, some ways that they can work with their librarian. So I'm just going to quickly rattle off some of his suggestions, just the titles of them. So he says here are 8 simple tips to make the relationship successful and how your academic librarian can contribute to your student success. So sharing your research assignments, understanding the difference between research assistants and writing assistants and where to direct students, requiring appointments if you're asking a student to meet with a librarian, accessibility to streaming content, e-resources, be clear about the types of sources that you want students to use, be kind about citation requirements, make sure your students understand why they should be citing something. You know, people overestimate their students' information literacy skills. So the recommendation is to make sure students understand the difference between information literacy versus tech literacy. And I think those are all of them. So I really liked this list. I wish that there was a better way to share this with faculty, because I think he's probably writing this I don't know who follows his blog, but I think this is an echo chamber kind of situation where he's kind of preaching to the choir. But I almost see this as an opportunity for new librarians to find ways to approach faculty and reach out to them on, you know, situations that I'm sure you and I and this librarian has also experienced, because all of these tips resonate with me, right? So I think, you know, even if faculty don't see this, I think this is a way for a librarian to say, gee, maybe I will reach out to the writing center and maybe we collaborate and approach that faculty member together and say, hey, you know, can we support your students together? Or maybe they say, you know, maybe this faculty is an adjunct and they never worked with a librarian before, and say, you know, just so you know, here's my contact information and students can book an appointment with me, rather than just, you know, requiring it. They can book an appointment with me that works for everybody's schedule. So I think this is kind of a nice quick and dirty list of things librarians could do.
Yeah, I definitely think it pushes back against that service model that you mentioned. And it takes the things that we do with students and faculty and frames them in that collaborative way, so that as a reminder to librarians to frame your requests and your connections with faculty in this collaborative way to remind them, right, that it should be a collaboration. But also if faculty read it, it's great reminders to them too. And I think it does have to come from us in a way, because sometimes just putting it in writing isn't enough. Like as I was reading, I was thinking about the intro to our instruction request form, which we have like 6 bullet points of, you know, guidelines for requesting instruction, and, you know, request it 2 weeks in advance. Make sure you give us your research assignment, because we build instruction around what you want students to do and all that. And, you know, still we get requests that don't line up with those 6 points that you have to read before you get to the instruction form. So, you know, sometimes just having bullet points and blog posts isn't enough. It really does have to come from having a relationship with someone and telling them that these are the best ways and most effective ways that we can work together. But that's hard, especially when we were just talking about before all the barriers and challenges of the faculty librarian relationships sometimes at different institutions. So it's kind of getting through the outreach portion, the relationship building, and then getting to the more effective collaboration aspects.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we recently, and I think I might've talked about this before, but we recently revised our request form and we changed the name to collaborate with a librarian because also you have to change the narrative. And I think that's the way that we're changing the narrative by you're not requesting my service. You're collaborating with me. We are working together to do this. And we even changed the way that we, you know, it is that checklist, but it's different. It's like, it's the question is, what type of collaboration are you interested in? You know, I am looking to work with a librarian to help me locate materials. I am looking to incorporate, have a librarian collaborate with me to incorporate streaming media. So like it's all collaborative. So we're trying to change the narrative. So it's coming from us.
Right. Exactly. And I mean, going back to part of the study is it's going to be different what the size and the culture of your institution is as to how successful that is. If it's a small, close-knit faculty, it might be easier to make that change. But, you know, where I am at a large institution and as a new person, it's going to be an uphill battle. So I just have to go in with that expectation and understand that there might be slow changes.
Yeah. So we hope this was a nice little catch up for you. And we will put both of these, the article and the blog post in the show notes for you to review and hopefully take some tips away in how you can further strengthen your collaboration or start a new collaboration with faculty. We also want to share that we're very excited. We are launching our newsletter. It's going to be a newsletter filled with goodies, things that we didn't get to talk about in the podcast episode, additional resources. We're also have some really great ideas, but we would love to hear your feedback. So if you're interested in signing up for our newsletter, you can find the link pinned to the top of our Twitter page. Also included in the form are some, you know, ideas of what things you might like to see in the newsletter. And we are, you know, always looking for your feedback. So we look forward to seeing more signups, and we hope you enjoyed this mini episode.